Welcome to the History AI Podcast, where the past comes alive with facts, anecdotes, and a dash of humor. Here are your hosts, Chuck and Marco.
Welcome back, history lovers. This is the History AI Podcast, where we dive into some of the most fascinating, bizarre, and sometimes mysterious moments from history. I'm Chuck.
And I'm Marco. And today, we have a story that honestly sounds like science fiction. A real-life medical mystery. A girl who quite literally never aged.
That's right, today we're talking about Brooke Greenberg. Born in 1993, she remained physically and cognitively like a toddler for her entire life.
And when we say she never aged, we don't mean she just looked young. Scientists were baffled because she seemed completely immune to time in ways we still don't understand.
It's one of those cases that makes you question everything we think we know about biology. So, let's dive into this incredible story.
Brooke Greenberg was born on January 8, 1993, in Baltimore, Maryland. She was one of four daughters in the Greenberg family.
And at first, everything seemed normal. She was a healthy baby at birth, weighing 6 pounds, but as the months passed, something strange happened, or rather, didn't happen.
She didn't grow. At least, not in the way most babies do. While other children were hitting developmental milestones, crawling, walking, talking, Brooke remained at a stage of infancy.
It wasn't just a delay. Doctors soon realized that Brooke wasn't progressing at all in the way a typical child would. By the time she was 5 years old, she still had the body and mind of a toddler.
And here's the kicker, this wasn't caused by any known genetic disorder, chromosomal abnormality, or hormonal deficiency.
Yeah, doctors ran test after test, but they found no explanation for why Brooke wasn't growing. Her condition didn't match any existing medical diagnosis.
Which led researchers to refer to her condition as Syndrome X, a term used to describe an unknown disorder that prevents aging.
One of the wildest parts about Brooke's condition is that different parts of her body seem to be aging at different rates.
Right. Some of her organs aged normally, while others didn't seem to change at all. For example, her brain remained at an infant stage her entire life, but other parts of her body, like her bones, aged more slowly but still progressed in some way.
It's like time just stopped for her. And what's really bizarre is that while she stayed physically tiny, only about 16 pounds and 30 inches tall, her body wasn't frozen in perfect health.
No, she actually suffered from multiple health crises. She had stomach ulcers, seizures, and even a stroke. But each time, she miraculously recovered, often without medical intervention.
It's like her body had some kind of incredible resilience that medicine couldn't explain. Doctors were left scratching their heads because, by all logic, she shouldn't have survived some of the things she did.
Scientists were fascinated by Brooke, hoping that understanding her condition might unlock the secrets of human aging.
Yeah, think about it. If we could figure out what prevented her from aging, could we apply that knowledge to slow down or even stop aging in everyone else?
That's the dream, right? The fountain of youth, locked inside a single human being. Researchers studied her DNA, trying to pinpoint what genes might be responsible for her condition.
But here's the frustrating part. No single mutation or gene seemed to be responsible. Nothing in her DNA matched any known condition related to growth or aging.
It was a medical anomaly in the truest sense. A once-in-a-lifetime case.
Sadly, Brooke passed away in 2013 at the age of 20. But here's the thing, she still looked like a toddler. She never went through puberty, never developed in the way most children do.
It's heartbreaking, but her story left behind an important legacy. Scientists are still studying cases like hers to try and understand aging at a molecular level.
Right, because if we could figure out what kept Brooke from aging, maybe we could unlock ways to slow aging in all of us.
The key to longevity might already be inside our DNA, we just don't know how to activate it yet.
And that's the beauty of science. Even though Brooke's case left more questions than answers, it pushed researchers to dig deeper.
And who knows? Maybe one day, the mystery of Brooke Greenberg will help unlock a breakthrough in medicine that changes everything.
So, what do you think, listeners? Do you believe we'll ever crack the code of aging?
And if we do, would you want to stop aging? Or is there something about the natural process that we shouldn't mess with?
Let us know your thoughts on social media. We love hearing from you, and you can suggest future episode topics as well.
And if you enjoyed this episode, do us a favor, hit that 5-star review button. It helps more people find the podcast, and we appreciate every single one of you.
Also, don't forget to check out our new History AI podcast merchandise, link in the show notes.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another incredible story from history.
Until then, stay curious. Are you tired of self-help books that demand effort, motivation, and actual work? Well, great news. You're already perfect. Stop trying so hard. It's Probably Good Enough is here to show you how to do the bare minimum and love every second of it. Written by Carlos Munoz, who is definitely not qualified to give life advice, this book is the ultimate guide to lowering your standards, embracing mediocrity, and coasting your way to happiness. Packed with questionable wisdom, snack breaks, and absolutely no research, you're already perfect. Stop trying so hard. It's Probably Good Enough is the self-help satire you never knew you needed. Get your copy today. Or don't. Carlos won't judge.